Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, Chase. I received an email yesterday saying that an order had been delivered for a product that I ordered from you guys. But not only was there nothing, and the delivery receipt that I took a look at just said that it was left with customer, which is me. But there was nothing waiting for me at my apartment door when I got home after it should have been delivered. And there was nothing left at my apartment complex's management office. So I'm wondering exactly what's going on with my order, because I don't have anything from you guys.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let me see if I can track down the order for you there. What would be your shipping zip code?
85260.
60. Okay. And the first and last name again?
Michael Reed, the last name is REED.
Okay. Let's see if I can locate you here, Mr. Reed.
And I do have the order number.
Okay. All right. Okay, I've got you here there, Mr. Reed. And then for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
14545 North Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard, apartment number 2068, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260.
Okay. All right. Thank you again for that there. And then I do see the order that would have been for the CryoFreeze CBD pain relief roll-on, the duo
Right.
pack there for icing out pain and sore muscles and joints. Let's see the tracking here, because I'm showing, it looks like showing the same that you were saying there as far as delivered. But I'm going to go ahead and do a final track. Yeah, showing delivery time was today, 3:48.
Today or yesterday?
Let's see. I'm showing here. I'm sorry. Yes, just yesterday, August the 3rd. Sorry. August the 3rd at 3:48.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Okay.
Is there, I mean, did somebody sign for it? I mean, this is a little disturbing, to be perfectly honest with you.
Right. Yes, sorry. What the shipping method? It leaves our warehouse by UPS. UPS makes the handoff to USPS, your local post office, and then they make that final delivery to your home address. So once they scan that package and, place it in the mailbox or at your home address, that scan gets relayed to us, so we know that the packages was delivered there. So that's why we're getting that time frame, that 3:48 p.m. and then, August the 3rd. As the delivery time. So I'm not sure what happened or why we would get a scan that it was delivered and it never made it to your actual mailbox or, in your hands physically.
Yeah,
But
there was nothing in my mailbox either. I mean, I'll give another check when I get home today, but yeah, I don't have the product yet, and I'm not really thrilled about that because, quite honestly, A, I need it, and B, I'm anxious to test it out, and C, I already paid for it. So
Right, right.
that's the trifecta right there.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. And I definitely do apologize for the inconvenience there. I wish I had some more answers because it looks like everything was fine there as far as left the warehouse on time. UPS made the handoff. Looks like USPS delivered on time, but for some reason or another, the product is not, in your hands. So what we'll do here on my side is just do for a reshipment. Hopefully somehow that package that turns up, maybe it was misplaced on a different truck and they deliver it tomorrow or something like that. But at least we'll be able to reship you the one that I'm reshipping today to see it, to make sure that gets to you.
Well, then let me ask you a dumb question. In the event that it turns up and it was delivered and it got to me, today or tomorrow, like you were just speculating about, what happens if you're putting in for a redelivery and the first delivery shows up?
Then that's just a courtesy. You just that's just a we're sorry for the hassle with having to even call us and let us know about this whole fiasco here. So
'Cause I'll be honest with you, if the situation were reversed and I was the one taking the call, being heavily involved with customer service stuff myself, I would be very skeptical, thinking that my customer was trying to take advantage of my generosity, and I don't want to be perceived that way.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, not at all. Like I said, if you get that first one there, just keep that just as a courtesy. Like I said, that's best case scenario. Hopefully that's exactly what happens. You end up with the one you originally ordered and you get the one that I'm reshipping for free.
Okay. I'll live with that. And hopefully the product is as good as what I've been hearing, because it means that if it is, I will continue to order it. So,
yes, sir.
That would be the best of all sides, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Hopefully that is the case. Yes, sir. Well, you'll get an email yet when we get this new tracking number here for the new one that I'm shipping out there. So if any problems or questions come along the way, don't hesitate. Give us a call so we can see, maybe what happens with this tracking. But hopefully everything will go through fine this time and you'll be able to get that.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you guys need me to notify you if the first shipment actually shows up?
No, sir. Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I would say just notify us if you don't get this reshipment. That's what I'm worried about. If you don't get the next one, then definitely let us know.
Nope. Hopefully one or both of them show up. The product is as good as I'm hoping it is and works for me, and I will continue to order if that is the case.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you. Was there anything else I could help you with today?
No, that'll do it. Thank you very much for your help. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Hope you have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.